Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're known for being polite, so we give you a chance to talk too. Call the fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit Superbook.com.
All righty, back on the fan is on a Friday here, Tiki and Tierney show. And, you know, listen, we spent some time on Cashman and... And I know that this bothers Severino. I get it. I respect it. Wants to rep his country. Get it. But he's not allowed to. And obvious reasons, which we've chronicled here. But I got to tell you. So it's February. And maybe I was just fooling myself or trying to convince myself. If you told me, you know, late November, right around Thanksgiving, that we'd be here the first week in February and that the Yankees had an upgraded left field. And not only did they not upgrade left field, but that the two guys on the roster who are public enemy number one and two in the eyes of the fans are still here.
Yeah.
I would be stunned.
Yeah, Aaron Hicks is slated to be the starting left fielder, which is crazy to think about. But, I think they still believe that these last couple of years are anomalies, which is ludicrous. But I think it's also... hubris, right? They're stuck believing we made a decision. We're going to be right about this, regardless of what the facts tell us. So, I guess the question, off of your concern, is what should they do? What can they do? Because it doesn't look like the deal with Pittsburgh is going to happen at all. So, like, what do they do? Like, what else can be done?
I mean, listen, I'll tell you, and we'll be out there doing our show, and it's going to be awesome. Judge being introduced as a Yankee is going to be, save the word, clip it for the morning show. Very poignant. All right. But outside of that, like, it's going to have an interesting feel because those guys are going to get booed. Now, something can still happen during spring training, but it's going to be an interesting energy. We're going to be pumped baseballs back, thrilled judges back, knowing the Yankees have a chance to do some real damage this year with that rotation. I think the way you address it, and I would not do this, I would not run it back with Hicks. He's vastly overrated. Cashman continues to double and triple down on a mistake. He's being arrogant, hubris, whatever word you want to use, petty, whatever, stubborn. But he's being something that we don't want as Yankee fans pertaining to Hicks. I think if that's what they're going to do, I think you just ride it out because, like, there's not an element of desperation. Mm-hmm. And the Yankees are going to be a 90-something win team. And you can still, if you have to, have Hicks on the team for the first few months and then make a trade. Like, the longer Reynolds is on the team with the Pirates, and the longer he does not agree to a contract with them, the more desperate the Pirates will become. So the Yankees could play the long run. They've got the prospects. They've got the money. The Pirates know that they can't really afford Reynolds in terms of what Reynolds is probably looking for. So the Yankees will probably win that. Not that somebody can't leapfrog them with a more enticing package of prospects, and the Pirates could trade Reynolds there. That could happen. I just think you come out. And, you know, you beat some people up offensively, led by Judge. The pitching does its job. And then, you know, when you have to make a big move, you kind of assess, all right, where's Volpe in the minors? Where's Peraza? Where are these guys in their development? And then you make the move.
Yeah, I mean, you look at Brian Reynolds. The Pirates, I mean, they actually hold all the chips because he's still got two more years, really three if you count this season, 2023, of arbitration. So he's not a free agent until 26.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that they're trying to do right by him and prepay him, But he wants to be paid as if he's kind of like a free agent. It's just not going to happen.
No,
like,
and it shouldn't happen.
I agree.
He's not a superstar. He's a really good player.
I don't disagree. I think he's, but to your point, he's, I think, infinitely more valuable somewhere else than he ever will be as a Pirate.
I totally agree. So, I totally agree with that. Like, to me, you know, it's not a great comparison. I almost see him as, almost like when O'Neal came here, different players, similar in terms of possible impact. Like, I think if you put Reynolds in a lineup with some of the players the Yankees have, you sandwich him, then you got, obviously, Judge, you have Rizzo, you have one maybe Volpe within a year or so, hopefully better within a year or so with Volpe, and some of the other pieces, I think Bader's going to be a better offensive player. Mm-hmm. Not that what he did in October with the home runs is a foreshadow to him becoming a masher. I think he's going to really fight. He's in his prime. I think he's going to be really good.
Yeah.
And I just think that, you know, Reynolds would be heightened. Like, you look at O'Neal with the Reds, didn't really play against lefties. When he did, he didn't hit them. I think there's a lot more to Reynolds' game with stuff around them.
Yeah.
That's why I value him. Plus, you switch hitters, I mean, got look, pop, he could run.
And it's interesting because he kind of had a down year last year, OPS-wise. He was 806.
This hurt a little bit.
But his career average is 850, and the year before he was 912. Right, his WAR was a little bit down as well, but he still had 27 home runs
much around them.
And the RBI totals are low because who the hell was on base? But I think there's value. And the Hoffa thing is free. Who free agent wise?
Listen.
I can't even think off the top of my head who.
If you had Aaron Hicks, or Tyler Naquin, or Jerickson Profar, who would you start of those three guys?
Profar.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then there's someone out there, and you could potentially trade Hicks. Like, take this Mets Yankees. We never make trades. Darren Ruff for Aaron Hicks.
Somebody tweeted that at me the other day. I mean,
it's terrible.
What do I want Darren Ruff for?
Well, why do you want Aaron Hicks?
I don't.
Okay, so if you have the choice,
you do need someone to play
Darren Ruff is $3 million. He may have potential power in that bat. You may use him as a player off the bench, and you could sign a Naquin or a Profar for a low contract. Hicks is making, what, $10 million? So combined, you get two players for the price of one.
Yeah, but they're not players that move me.
Yeah.
I understand that. But
not interested.
Not interested, but there's no one else available. If you can't get anybody else, do you prefer having Hicks on the team?
If I can't get anybody else, would I prefer Hicks or what you just said?
Yeah. Profar and some of these other guys.
I don't want Hicks on this team. Mm. But your option isn't appealing enough. There's nothing moves.
Let me explain to you.
It's not a better alternative.
Naquin is not a terrible defensive replacement.
I know what he is. He's okay.
Okay player. You're not going to spend a ton of money on him. And he's going to be a fourth outfielder. Not for nothing. You could still play Stanton in the outfield here and there, too. You still have Judge Bader and Stanton.
He gets hurt.
I don't want that either. I have Cabrera. I want Cabrera to be my swing left fielder.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. And here's the other thing, too. If Hicks is like 2 for 20, they're not going to keep. He might be on the team. He ain't going to play.
Yeah, he's not.
He might start the season.
He's not getting away with what he got away with last year
and the year before. No, that the rope is short. They know it. So he will be on the bench and then eventually DFA'd and eventually gone. I think they're going to give him, if they are still married to him coming out of spring, they gave him one more shot. Maybe he catch lightning in a bottle and he's hitting 285 with a little pop. I don't expect this, but after a couple of weeks, and then maybe you ride it and see where it goes. Maybe that's their plan. I don't like their plan. I think that their plan is derived out of cheapness, quite frankly.
Well, cheapness and there's nothing available too. That's the other thing. I mean, at this point in time, there's no one to go out and just grab. If it's cheapness, as far as you're saying that they don't want to overpay for Brian Reynolds. I think, not for nothing, I don't think Reynolds is as great as we make him out to be.
He's twice as good as anybody that would be playing left field this year.
On the Yankees? Probably.
100%.
But that doesn't mean you should overpay pick-wise for him.
Yeah.
You got to make a smart, sensible deal. Sure, I'm not saying that you just give everything away, but there's also an abundance of prospects that they all can't play for the Yankees. They've got guys with guaranteed deals. Somebody's going to be dealt. You can't have four shortstops.
Okay, but here's the other thing, too. In a year removed from now, you're going to have Donaldson's going to be gone. There's a lot of money off the table.
Yep.
Those young guys will be playing. So the
real question.
Or you get Machado.
Well, the real question.
Which I think they might.
The real question is do you wait a year? Do you wait a year and just let whatever happens this season happen? Don't get upset about it. Just realize that the situation is going to be better.
Now, first of all, it's unrealistic to tell us not to get upset.
Exactly.
It's baseball, it's New York, and it's the Yankees.
And that's the problem.
I agree.
So
I agree.
You throw that out there hypothetically. There's no way that that's okay.
And not only that, you have to look at it in these terms. And this is what bothered me going into the offseason. That's why I thought it would be addressed more aggressively. Don't get me wrong. I'm happy. I'm thrilled that Rodon's here. I'm pumped, right? But Aaron Judge is in his prime.
Mm-hmm.
Gerrit Cole is in his prime.
Yeah, you can't waste years.
Yes.
You can't waste years waiting.
Rizzo's in his, he's going to be in his mid-30s before mm-hmm. you know it. You know, Torres, all right, $10 million, you could trade him. I wouldn't care. But he's still here, and eventually he's either going to get big money or he's gone. Like, this team is going to change. So this iteration of the Yankees, I don't feel like they constructed their best version. You know, I was talking to somebody on the phone yesterday, driving back I was in the car. It doesn't matter where I was driving, but I was in the car. We're talking about the Yankees. I said, you know, the difference, and I've said this on the air before, but they haven't heard me say this. I said, the difference with the Yankees, yeah, they want to win. Of course they want to win. They're not obsessed with winning.
Mm-hmm.
And how little they've done this offseason outside of retaining their own and getting Rodon, you know, underscores that.
Yeah.
They're not obsessed with winning.
They've done some things that have made them better. But not things that are not guaranteed, because there is no guarantee, but of putting them in a position to beat the teams that get in their way to winning a championship.
And that's the point. And I know we're tired of, back when George, we got to move past that. It gets old. It's tiring. But I'm telling you, with the Mets profile and shadow getting larger and more ominous from a Yankee point of view, by the day, seemingly, for the Yankees not to even make a play on Trey Turner
mm-hmm.
is criminal. And the old Yankees would have. And we all know that. 877-337-6666. Chris is in Belleville. What's going on, Chris?
What's up, Chris?
What's up? What's up, guys?
Hey.
So I'm a big Yankee fan. And I find it ridiculous that everyone kind of just glances over this. The Yankees have a left fielder on the team. He makes $32 million a year. His name is Giancarlo Stanton. I can't believe that we accept it, glance over of how much money this guy makes.
Yeah.
He's not a 45-year-old guy. He played the field last year. He did well when he played the field.
He actually batted pretty well. But he also had that calf strain that just felt inevitable, right?
Tiki, I get that. But is it not ridiculous that this guy is not one of the highest played players on the team?
Oh, Chris, your point?
Give him a pass that he's, you know.
No, Chris, you're 100% right. Like, it is inexcusable that Giancarlo Stanton is not an everyday player.
That's pathetic, actually.
Right. He's making as much money as anybody in baseball has made over the last 15 years. And he wants to be a DH full-time, right? And I'm not saying he hasn't earned that, because of course he can do that. He's been as clutch as any player for the Yankees with the stick as there has been. But, I mean, when did baseball become, like, a halfway thing?
Optional?
Yeah.
Partly optional?
Yeah.
I don't think it's him who is screaming to be the DH. I just think it's the Yankees protecting him.
Yeah.
Which I kind of get, because he is fragile, but I hate it. And Chris, you're right. I mean, your premise is on point, but what good does it do anybody to lament constantly Giancarlo Stanton's contract and inability to play the outfield? Everybody knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And how old would that get? We all know that.
He actually was pretty good out there in left field.
Yeah. I mean, he's fine. He's got a good arm. He's made plays in right field too. He's got a good arm. He's a tick above average athlete still.
Yeah, he's not like blazing fast. He's not chasing down balls
fine.
In the corner. But he's fine.
Exactly. And then he gets hurt.
But that's why he can't do it.
Understood.
Because he's gonna get hurt.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch with one hand for the touchdown. Wow, what a catch by the rookie!
Ridiculous.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, Tiki and Tierney back on The Fan. It's 1:26. Carter Roberts coming up at 2. The boys are off, so you have a little Loogie and C-Mac. It's the Loogie and C-Mac show. Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. They have a good time. Good dudes. I like both of those guys. I do. I like C-Mac. I like Luge. I bet you Luge must have been a blast to hang out with when he was, like, I'm sure he's still fun. But, like, I could just see, like, you know, I'm older than him. I could just see going to Atlantic City with Luge's, like, in your mid to late 20s.
Loogie's one of those dudes who's into the EDM scene. So, I mean, if you could just picture that, that's Loogie's world.
I hear
He's
you.
A crazy dude to be around.
This is a good dude. All right, let's get back to these calls here. How about Kevin is in Ocean City. He's got us up on the free Odyssey app. What's up, Kev?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
What's up, dude?
First of all, y'all can probably help me with the time frame, when it will happen. But it's no doubt in my mind that we're going to get Aaron Rodgers. I'm a Jets fan.
What is that based in or rooted in? No doubt is strong.
Well, because he fits New York, and this is where he wants to be. In terms of, like, he's quirky, but he's good for New York. He's not going to be playing football that much longer. I think he's going to go get into – he was in, you know, the Jeopardy thing. He's going to be in show business some way, shape, or form. So now you're talking about networking, meeting the right people, and you're in New York. And you got the best of both worlds. You could put a floppy hat on a sunglass and walk around. They wouldn't even know it was Aaron Rodgers. I think he would like that.
Yeah, that's true.
And there's a lot of nooks and crannies you can go into New York, you know, to be where you want to be, and nobody knows it's you.
Unless you throw three picks and lose to the Pats, we'll find you.
We'll find out where you are.
And here's one more thing where y'all can help me. Y'all are in the business. He's got the Super Bowl. At the Super Bowl and everything, where all the attention's getting, everything's happening right now. Y'all would probably know when the most advantageous time for him to announce this would be, to take the use that Super Bowl to his advantage, the people watching and everything. And that's when he'll announce it here, Jets. Most advantageous to him.
Well, I don't think it's him. He can't. I mean, it's got to be the team that's going to get it done. But right now, with the Senior Bowl going on, and I know a lot of the coaches are down there, some GMs, not all of them, there's talk happening between teams. This is when it starts.
Yep.
And you got to believe that the Packers are fielding a lot of inquiries about their quarterback. So, I mean, you could start hearing things in the next week or so, right? Between the championship and the Super Bowl. So next week is when it could get interesting.
Let me just give Aaron Rodgers a hint here. Little advice, okay? I would imagine he's going to go on McAfee's show next week as well during the Super Bowl. Do not hijack the Super Bowl like A-Rod hijacked the World Series when he opted out during the World Series.
Yeah.
Don't be that guy.
No.
You're going to get all the press you want. You're going to get all the coverage you want. You're going to get all the attention and adulation that you want. Unless, of course, you don't pick us, then you get all the venom. but it's coming his way. But do not, and I don't think he will.
Mm-mm.
I really don't. I think he'll respect the
game. Is bigger
the
than
game, 100%.
Bigger than any one guy.
Yep. Let's go to Joe in Westbury. What up, Joe?
Hey, guys, what's doing? I just wanted to talk about Giancarlo playing the outfield.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Your best ability is your availability, as we all know. And I don't want Gio being out with an injury, a calf, or a strain, or anything like that when we got a series against Houston or Toronto. It's hard to keep those big guys healthy.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you're an athlete, you know. Yep. Offensive linemen. The baseball season is long.
It's a grind.
If you remember last year, the Yankees didn't even let him get to the outfield until the second half of the season.
Yeah.
He's not
a fluid athlete. I mean, it's like Aaron Judge is enormous, but he's a fluid athlete.
Mm-hmm.
Even Giancarlo's swing feels like stiff. Like
choppy.
How he makes contact with the ball and
lifts
it.
But he hits the ball really hard, guys.
Yeah, but I'm just saying in general, like how he swings, like it's amazing he actually gets lift. You know what I mean?
I trust me.
Because it's like he's chopping down at the ball, but somehow he flips his wrist at the last. I don't know.
There's only one guy in the world that could do that, and that's him.
That's right.
You wouldn't teach that to anybody.
Nobody at all. Because it doesn't feel like there's any lift in his swing, yet he hits a ton of home runs. And he's been pretty clutch, too.
He just doesn't play a lot, man. He just doesn't play a lot. I mean, I'm looking at his numbers. So, you know, 25th, I think, was that the year he got hit in the face? I guess it had to be, 74 games, that's obviously not his fault.
Yeah.
2016, he missed 40. And then 2017, his last year with the Marlins, he played 159. That was his 59-132 year. Then he came here, played 158, had a good year, 38-100. Then he played 18 games in 2019. And then 2020 was a pandemic. He played just about one-third, 23 games. Short game, short season, obviously. 2021 was pretty good, 139. And then last year, 110. Like, we know it.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy.
Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
He's hurt a lot. He is. Let's get Doc and Hewlett. What's going on, Doc?
How you doing, guys?
Hey, good.
Long time New York baseball fan, you know, and I look at the Yankees roster. And I look at a lot of guys who are home run hitters, and I look back in history and in time, and I really think the Yankees' approach, you know, is failed to put guys on the team that have good speed, can steal bases, can hit 300, and have good eyes to work the pitching. They pull the pitchers out of games after 80, 90, 100 pitches. The Yankees, to get deep into the lineup, I remember when Joe Torre was the manager, the philosophy was a lot different. Guys would take pitches. They would hit the good pitches. They had a lot of discipline. Jeter always got on base. Mickey Rivers was a great guy who got on base and stole bases. And this mentality that, you know, there's never anybody on base when half the guys hit a home run anyway. And it's just this approach, I really don't think, is the best approach that they can make. What do you guys think?
I think you're 1,000% right, but I also know that you're an old-school baseball fan and you kind of lament what was, and I don't disagree, but it's never going to change. Not to the degree that you want.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's interesting what you're talking about, because you remember Aaron Judge hitting home. Like, he had 62 home runs, dude. But how many of those games were like 1-0 or 2-1?
Yeah, no question.
Right?
Jake.
It wasn't like Aaron Judge who had 62 home runs and the team's scoring 15 runs a game. It was just,
here's what you're missing. I agree with you about the regular season, but guys, these home run hitters, they look like amateurs when you get into the playoffs with the great pitches.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's where you got to work the lineup. But if you want to win a regular season, God bless you, that's fine. But if you want to win a World Series and beat the Astros or beat the better teams, that you're going to have to figure out a way. And, you know, there's a way to do it. And this chemistry isn't going to be the way that beats Houston or anybody who's at the top right now. So
yep.
The goal, like you said on your program, is to win a championship. That's what the Yankees have always been about. You know, I was there in 77 when Reggie hit 3 home runs. I was 14 years old. But there was guys on base.
Yeah.
And I think the way the pitching is structured these days, the deeper you go into the bullpen, the deeper you push the teams, when you get into a 6-7 game series, which the Yankees can do,
yep,
I think that they can win a championship by putting two guys at the top of the lineup who are singles and doubles hitter, who steal bases. And by the way, are we ever going to make a sacrifice bunt again in baseball?
No. That's not coming back.
You know what? In the big games, you know, where you need it and you're playing the best teams and it's a 1 or 2 run situation.
Yep.
I hate to say it, guys. I know you think it's not coming back.
No. What's funny? Let me tell you something. I don't know. Maybe it is. Do you know? So Tiki obviously knows this. We work on bunting with the team that I coach. We're now 9U.
Mm-hmm.
We bunted in a playoff game last year that helped us beat a team that we probably should not have beaten. Mm-hmm. And that I get it. 8-7, 8-9 years old. I understand, but. I bunting has great value. The problem, though,
you called for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As a staff, we did.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
One I did and one collectively. Well, actually, somebody else recommended it, and then I wound up calling another. But yeah, we're always in collaborate. We have a great synergy with the staff. And
yeah, no, I'm saying it wasn't like the kid just...
Oh, no, we call for it. Yeah, 100%. Right. So the problem, like, if the even if the Yankees were able to... Think about this. Base hit, or guy reaches three in error, or gets hit by a pitch. Man on first, nobody out. All right, bunt him over, get him to second. The way the Yankees swing and miss... There's no guarantee that you'd score the run from second with one out. Because the way you score the run is ground ball to the right side, the old school way.
Yeah.
Boom to third, whatever. But if you swing and miss and you've got so many holes in the lineup, you might not even score them even if you do successfully bunt. I know the bunt is boring, but there's nobody wants
Mets
to hear about bunts on
Mets
sports
did
radio.
It early in the season. They did it early in the season.
I'm a believer.
Yeah.
I'm a believer, and I really am. Yep.
The Fan is better when you're part of it. Call The Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook Sports. Visit superbook.com.
All right, Tiki and Tierney back on The Fan on this Friday. Been a good show. You guys have brought the heat, brought the energy, just the way we expect it. 877-337-6666 is the number. We'll get back to you in a moment. We've got Carton Roberts up next. Those guys are off, though. So you got the C-Mac and Loogie show, which will be all sorts of fun. Those guys will rep the Giants. They'll battle it out on the air to see who's the best Giant fan at the station.
How do you even do that?
I'm sure they'll find some way.
Knowledge.
Loogie will antagonize C-Mac. He'll get C-Mac to... See, Loogie gets under his skin, I think. And that's a skill, like the way Hoff gets under my skin. He does. Speaking of Hoff, I think it's time to make a little scratch. He bounced back last night. We call him the resilient one. Tiki and Tierney Daily Pick brought to you by Superbook Sports. Better odds, favorable prices by Ramsey Mazda. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda. And by Flag and Anthem. Real close, real life. Visit flagandanthem.com. My man rode the Knicks last night. A little go, New York, go, New York, go on the plus 110 train, and he got it. Go ahead, Huff.
All right, I'm going to Indiana, where the Sacramento Kings are playing their fourth game out of seven on the road, taking on the Indiana Pacers. I'm going money line plus 145 on the Pacers to win.
So... The Pacers are home.
Yes.
And the Kings are at the end of an arduous...
They're in the middle of a seven-game...
In the middle. Okay. They're 145 to win?
For the Pacers?
I know.
Plus 145 to win.
I like it. Sometimes those West Coast teams, not that there's a whole lot to do in Indiana. They're not going to get lost out of the strip joints too late. Trust me, there's only one out there, and I was there during the Super Bowl. It was awful. So I don't think that they'll be doing that. But then again, you never know. Never know. All right, Huff. Good work, buddy.
Good luck.
There you go.
Happy Friday.
Yeah. Tiki was with me that night. Should have seen Tiki that night. Oh, God.
Yeah.
I was worried about Tiki that night. Kept reaching into his pocket for the money.
Flying dollar bills.
Dollar bill, y'all. Let's get Anthony Fort Rockaway. What's up, Ant? How you doing today?
Yeah, I was calling about what the guy said before. You know, you got to steal bases. You got to bunt. You got to do hit and run because that puts pressure on the pitcher. That
yes.
Puts pressure on the defense, on the infield. In football, you can have Tom Brady, you can have Barry Sanders. If they can't have time to throw the ball, or if you can't open up lanes for him to run through, nothing's going to happen. It's 101. You got to control the line of scrimmage, and you got to play small ball.
Yeah, it's just hard to get guys to do it. And you know, it's just not part of the process any longer. I'm not saying it shouldn't be. It's just not. The teams that do it, and we saw this day one, right, with the Mets. The Mets did this in game one, right, last season, Hoff? Didn't they bunt a couple of times in that opening day game? I feel like Robinson Cano bunted on opening day because they were stagnant, and he bunted and got on base, and it kind of opened things up for him. Some teams do it.
I think you're right. I do believe. I don't know why I remember that, but they got a lot of infield hits. The Mets did. That's for sure.
Yes. Yeah. They led the league for a long time.
Yeah. Well, that's what helped them score a lot of runs. I know it's not conventional, but it was productive.
Now we acknowledge it. But yet when I was saying this in real time, Met fans, you lead the league in sacrifice flies. You lead the league in infield hits. You lead the league in sack bunts. Everybody got on me when I kept telling you back in May that you needed a big stick. No, we don't need it.
What
no, we don't
do?
Need it. No, shut up. You're a Met
hater.
Winning
ball games. What are you talking about? What does that have to do with unconventional stuff and being successful with infield hits?
I'll tell you why. Because it's not sustainable. You're not building your offense
now,
around infield hits.
Now it is now, though, because the shift. Now the shift, you can do, work with not the infield hit per se, but it's going to open up the play a little more.
Sure. Well, that's why maybe we'll have a different conversation this year. I'm talking about the conversation that we had last year.
Joey Gallo hits what with the shift now banned?
Joey Gallo. I think he got $12 million this year, didn't he? Somebody actually willingly, without being forced, gave him a contract for $12 million. It's either 10 or 12. Zoo, can you double check? I know it's double figures. What did Gallo sign for with the Twins?
$11 million.
Yeah. Who the hell's giving that guy anything?
All right.
Wow. $11
million. Good for him.
Yeah, I don't begrudge the guy.
1 year.
He was a strange fit here, boy. He was an odd one.
Dude, if he has 30 home runs for Minnesota, though, that's huge. Him and Correa.
I guess, but what if he hits 189 along the way?
I mean, but that it's happened before. We've looked at Adam Dunn's of the world, who used to hit 40 home runs per year, but about 220.
The big donkey.
Yeah.
He used to kill the Mets, Adam Dunn.
He did, and he also put up 40 home runs a year with like 120 RBIs.
Yeah, but I feel like he was, I'm not saying he didn't have down years, but to me, I got to check Dunn's numbers. I know he had a lot of bombs, but.
You look at Jay Bruce, too, a guy like that, 30-plus home runs for a lot of years, but his batting average was crap.
Yeah, but no, you don't put Jay Bruce in the same sentence as Gallo and guys like Rob Deere. Jay Bruce was a more professional hitter. You're selling Jay
it's
Bruce short.
But it's extreme
stats.
Now, BT. It's a different world. 10 years ago, that was like, oh, this is interesting, but they didn't really hit for average. Now it's like, who cares about average? We actually just want on-base percentage and home runs.
I care about average.
So do I.
I want to start a movement for batting average, as antiquated as it might seem to some. I don't care. Can I tell you my greatest joy? My greatest joy is a bit of a stretch. It's ridiculous, but... You know, I'm into the video games now because Santa brought the Xbox. You guys know that and learned how to get back into it. It's been 20-something years. I figured out the controller finally, and I love the show. I mean, I'm all in. The show it's money. It really is incredible. Anyway, I play, fittingly, the Boomers expansion team, right? And I get to, now that's guys from my generation. I get to construct the lineup where I've got all bat-to-ball guys. Like, I've got Boggs, I've got Mattingly, I've got Gwynn. Now, I sit some guys down. Like, I'll sit Mike Schmidt down as my third. I'll put George Brett a third. I'll sit down Ryne Sandberg and play Rod Carew. And prime Rod Carew is way before my time. I saw, like, kind of decrepit Rod Carew, but Rod Carew was amazing. And I just put a lot, outside of Ricky, who was amazing, every guy that I play was a guy who hit like 300 with regularity. Oh, they never strike
out.
Does
it help you?
Well, my son beats the hell out of me because he knows how to run better and throwing's a little hard in the show. You've got to get that right in the green in the middle. Zoo, that confounds me.
Bro, it takes me like 2 weeks every time I get the new games to get to figure out. Because they change it. Every new edition, they change.
Wait. So if we get the show 23, which just dropped,
you're going to have to learn how to throw again? Probably.
All right, then I'm not getting the show tomorrow. I'm just starting to figure out the
better
show
to get it now while you're still learning, bro.
Yeah, that's true. You can look at it that way, too. That's funny. Miles in Hamilton, New Jersey. What's up, Miles?
Hey, how you guys doing? Big fan of the show.
Thank you, Miles.
Real quick, so about the show. Did you see that Derek Jeter captain cover? That thing's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it is.
Did you
cool.
see the back of it, Teak?
I did not see the back.
Miles, did you see the back of it? I know you saw the front. Did you see the back?
Now we're gonna look it up.
I don't know. What was the back?
The back is they've got the bat signal, right, going into Gotham.
Oh, right.
And it's
got
number 2.
Oh, is that right?
It's sick. It's actually really dope. It's cool.
Yeah, that thing's pretty sweet.
Yep.
But anyway, so, you know, everybody wants to talk about bunting and how it's boring and being played out. I enjoy watching that much more than, you know, watching guys swing for the fences and strike out 50, 60, 70 times a year.
Yeah. You know? Well, because you know what, Miles? It's the action that happens after the bunt. I'm pretty sure that you're not going to pay, you know, exorbitant ticket prices to go and watch guys bunt. But when you're watching baseball and the bunt is dropped and you got guys running around the infield and you got the first, it depends, you have the wheel play. It depends all sorts of how you defend it. But guys coming in, guys covering bases, yeah, you get to see some athleticism. You get to see some execution. I mean, you know, I mean, Mattingly was really good at it, but, I mean, you look on YouTube, some of the bunt defensive plays that Hernandez made were just insane.
Mm-hmm.
Where he would just come 3 feet in front of the batter. I mean, if that batter pulls it back and takes a swing,
right.
Keith Hernandez is dead.
That's true.
And by the way,
But Keith probably knows that that player has been instructed to bunt. Like, he kind of has to.
And he's also got big stones because there's still the chance that it could happen. What are we waiting for with Keith's contract with SNY? Why is this not resolved yet? Hoff, you're a Mets guy. Any fear that Keith will not be in the booth?
I mean, it's not a fear. It's expectation he'll come back. I mean, but I don't know. Is this like a last FU by Wilpon?
He's dragging on. It's almost a season. Zoo, you're a little less...
I don't think there's a chance he's back in that booth.
What?
What? Really?
No
yeah, no,
way.
I just don't think. I think he's done everything he can.
Well, whose call is that?
Wilpon.
I think it's him too.
How much money does he want to? I'm not knocking anybody for the amount of money that he wants, but I think it's clear that Ron, Keith, and Gary are one of the best threesomes out there on TV.
I can think of better threesomes, but yeah,
regarding
gotcha.
Baseball analytics, as far as play-by-play, that type of threesome.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, if he demands a little bit more money, give it to him.
Pay him up.
That the fans want. Cause now
pony up.
I like some of the other guys. They might have Phil in. Todd Zeal's done a little work.
I like Todd Zeal in studio.
But it's myself. Not like some other teams where I'm like, they're kind of boring.
Yeah.
I'm kind of played out by them. No, Gary, Keith, and Ron. If one of them's missing, I'm like, damn, I want the other guy there too.
I agree. I'm not even a Mets fan, and I feel it. They're jovial. They're a little weird in a complimentary way.
But there's no way.
And they know their history.
But there's no way the Wilpons are holding that up.
What the hell are they waiting for?
Why would they?
Money?
Yeah.
What do you mean money?
Well, they own SNY.
They still own SNY.
I know, but who the Wilpons want money?
Keith wants more money, and they don't want to pay it.
But it's not like Keith is asking for $35 million. I mean, what's the difference? A couple of hundred thousand?
I think he's worth a lot more. He didn't play. Listen, when he's playing ball, they weren't making millions of dollars.
Keith's side. Clearly. What I'm saying is it's not like Keith is a 25-year-old switch-hitting center fielder who's going to like. How much difference can they be in terms of where they are monetarily?
Yeah, it's not. This isn't. Are you making Tony Romo money versus you're making.
Exactly.
That's not what we're talking about here.
Yeah, yeah.
I know we got 2 minutes left, but I want to just throw out a little bomb.
Yes.
Bomb.
Not a Woj bomb, but a Shams bomb.
Hit it, bomb. Let's go.
Kyrie Irving wants to get traded.
You got to be kidding me.
That's a lie.
This is awesome. Let's go.
Are you kidding me? I got a crowd of people
is
right
this
now.
True?
Look at all the people here right now.
I am here for the Nets dysfunction. I love it.
Did he honestly just say this?
Yes.
Or was it, wow.
They thought they were going to buy themselves a championship. Not happening.
I thought we were going to hear C-Mac beg for his, you know, fandom, being the number one Giants fan of all time, and say he's going to talk about Kyrie.
Oh, what a U-turn he doesn't want to have to take. That's what happens when you host C-Mac. I kind of wish I had more time to talk about this. I love the dysfunction in Brooklyn. And Jacques Vaughn has done a really good job. Now, they got pasted the other night by the Celtics. That was an embarrassment. And without KD, they're going nowhere. But just like that. Let's see. The trade deadline's what? Just a couple of days away. Let's see. Kyrie was incredibly complimentary the other day about LeBron James.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. He's going to be a Laker. Now, we've always surmised that. But I think we thought that would happen in the off. Well, first, the Nets need to acquiesce. And if they don't, they're out of their minds. Because Kyrie will make their life miserable, as we've seen before. Okay. Little curveball. I love live radio. Love it. Wilpon, Pay Hernandez,
except
by the way.
We don't get to talk about it.
Well, we just did.
Yeah, for 10 seconds.
I mean, I pretty much aired out. I'm done.
Would you trade Julius Randle for Kyrie Irving?
That's your interest level?
Would I trade? I don't want Kyrie Irving anywhere near my team. I don't want him on the Knicks, man. Not interested. Amazing talent. Transcendent handle. Incredible star. Not reliable enough emotionally. I'm not saying he's like nuts. I don't mean just the Kyrie that's showing up night to night. I don't know which guy it is. He can fool you for a month. He can fool you for three. The last 4 years have shown us you can't trust him. Teak, have an awesome weekend, buddy.
You too, brother.
Get Mex that. Get Keith. I don't think he likes that anymore. So get Keith that money. Get Hernandez that money. Have an awesome weekend. Carton Roberts up next. We'll see you Monday. Bye-bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.